Going to announce a very cool partnership with KI Technology this morning. Linda Lynch is the president. We've had her in here a couple times recently, and we're just tickled to death that they're going to be supplying the technology for home office and for us here in the studio. We're also going to be talking with them on a regular basis when we talk KI Tech Time, and we're going to help you become more tech savvy. If you're a business owner, business manager, and you have questions, you can always give us a call, 517-393-3700. If Linda cannot answer them, I guarantee you Bill or somebody else at the shop can. And Linda, we appreciate the opportunity. We appreciate the partnership. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, but before we start talking tech, we proposed the question earlier this morning about the Michigan-Michigan State football game. It was very physical. There were a lot of penalties. There were a lot of unsportsmanlike penalties, if you will. And I wanted to get you're a Michigan State fan.
I am.
What'd you think about the game?
I'm glad that the Spartans won, but I'm not particularly proud to be a Spartan.
Why?
I just thought that the penalties for the personal fouls and the taunting that went on and the one touchdown run where he held the ball out in the other guy's face was unnecessary. It's the same thing that we criticized Michigan for, and then when we're up, we turn around and do the same thing, and I think that was uncalled for.
Were you embarrassed by it?
Yes.
Yeah. Would you tell Coach D'Antonio that if you had an audience?
I would. I would.
I might make that happen sometime soon. All right, well, let's talk tech. KI Technology is all about helping business and helping people become more tech savvy. Why get into that business?
Why did I get into that business?
Yeah.
Well, it's what I've always done. After I had been in the field for a while, I figured out that the thing I like is solving problems. And there's certainly more than enough opportunity to solve problems when you're dealing with technology. That's what appeals to me.
What's the biggest problems that business owners and managers have?
One of the big problems that business owners have, I think, is that they don't always recognize the value in keeping things working well and keeping things up to date. They see technology as just a place to spend money. And of course, none of us like spending money. So we tend to hold off on things that we don't think are absolutely necessary. When in fact, if the equipment is current and working well, their staff will be much more productive than they would otherwise be.
Is there a way to take the fear away that many people have with becoming, you know, more technology involved, if you will?
I think the more people know, the less fear they will have. So one of the things that we focus on a lot is educating our clients. So rather than just telling them, this is what you should do, we will explain why we think it's what they should do. Sometimes there may be options, so we'll explain the different options and the pros and cons of each one and help them make educated decisions rather than just saying, here's the one solution, give us this money and we'll fix it.
Because we have generations out there who always had the internet, who always had computers. My kids have been on them since they could walk. But there are a lot of folks and there are generations who didn't have that and were adults and kind of stuck in their ways. And it's a challenge.
It is. But just because someone is young and grew up with technology doesn't mean that they really know how to deal with technology. I've often been amazed because, like you, I think if they've grown up with it, like my kids did, that they should just naturally be good at it. But some people aren't naturally good at it, and they get themselves in just as much trouble sometimes as the older people do.
How so? Elaborate.
A lot of times, well, kids can sometimes cause way more problems than adults. Going to websites that they shouldn't go to, typically, if you're going to a website where something is being offered for free that you might expect to have to pay for, there's probably something you're going to get in return for that. And it's usually a bunch of viruses and malware. And particularly parents who have teenage boys that aren't supervised, although girls can get in plenty of trouble as well.
Mm-hmm.
They go places they shouldn't be going, and they can really mess up a computer. We had one young woman bring her computer in. It was actually her boyfriend who had messed it up for her. he had used it when she wasn't around and been places he shouldn't have been, and pretty much got it to the point where I believe we had to like wipe it and start fresh.
All right. So when a business calls you or someone like me calls you, and I've just been through the process. Okay, Tony, what do you need? What do you do? What are the uses? Where are you going to be using it? So on and so forth. That's
those are the kinds of questions we ask when someone tells us that they need a new computer for whatever reason. We need to know what they're going to use it for, what their expectations are, so that we can tailor the system to their needs. Some places where you go, they've got certain models on the floor. They're going to sell you one of them. And the more expensive it is, probably the more money they're going to make if they're working on commission. And we don't work that way at all. We don't want to sell you too little, but we don't want to sell you too much either.
Really?
Really.
Well, you don't hear about businesses doing that often. All right. So if someone wants to get started, they want to, they may even want to figure out if they need help. How do they do that?
They can stop in our store. We're over in the Hanna Plaza across the parking lot from Pizza House. Or they can give us a call at 333-6540, and one of my team will help them out.
All right. When we talk next week, I want you to think about this because it's something that me and my family have dealt with. We've been getting a lot of spam lately about free TVs and use of a car and whatnot. And I want you to talk about how when you go to certain places on the internet, how cookies are placed and how they monitor you and put your name on lists. Can we talk about that next time?
We sure can.
All right. Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology and the official computer supplier for the Tony Conley Morning Show's home and office, as well as here in the studio. And we appreciate that partnership very, very. You have no idea, Linda. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony.